It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Democratic State Representative Melanie Stansberry has been elected to represent New Mexico's 1st Congressional District. Stansberry, who received 60% of the vote, defeated third-term Republican State Senator Mark Morris, Libertarian nominee Chris Manning, and Independent Aubrey Dunn Jr. The special election was held to fill a vacant seat previously held by Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. The Texas electric grid is about to get an overhaul. The legislature says electricity generators and critical natural gas facilities must prepare for winter weather. But the actual implementation of the law will fall on state regulators. Texas Public Radio's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports experts are concerned.
Many natural gas companies actually benefit from shortages.
Right now, there is no market force to promote reliability for gas.
Peter Crampton is an economics professor and former vice chair of the ERCOT board.
The prices went up by a factor of 100 or more. And so even though the quantity was a little bit less, they made tens of billions of dollars during the crisis. And had they been able to fully supply, they would have made a lot less money.
Senate Bill 3, which is on Governor Abbott's desk, would put the Railroad Commission in charge of figuring out how to weatherize critical gas infrastructure. Those same regulators have financial ties to and campaign contributions from the natural gas sector, and they have repeatedly deflected blame for the outages towards renewables. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.
Moving on to more news, Ralph Ramos was named superintendent of Las Cruces Public Schools on Tuesday by the Board of Education. Madison Staten has the story.
Ralph Ramos will officially take over as superintendent for Las Cruces Public Schools following a 4-1 vote by the LCPS Board of Education. Ramos, who has been acting as interim superintendent since March 1st, says he will work to ensure continued improvement within the district.
It's not about myself. It's about the team that we have with LCPS here. Our culture is to create a better place for kids, and that's what our goal is always there. But I'm like lost with words right now. I know we have a lot of work together. I know we're going to do it. I know that you will be proud of Las Cruces Public Schools and everything we continue doing for students.
School board member Terry Dahlman was the only one to vote no, advocating for more transparency in the selection process. She made a motion during the work session to hold a special informational meeting, but could not garner enough support from the rest of the board.
I'm asking for the consideration to postpone this particular item, allow the superintendent search committee to come together and present their findings or their recommendations so that the community can hear from the search committee.
Ultimately, the board offered Ramos $180,000, $10,000 more than predecessor Karen Trujillo's starting salary. Ramos brings 28 years of experience within the LCPS community to the job, working as both a teacher and administrator. He says he understands the learning challenges the pandemic has created for students and is working with LCPS staff to address concerns.
We need to come together after this pandemic to do what's right for kids. It's not easy, but we're going to do it. I learned so much in this short time that I've been here. We've missed out through the pandemic, all these different things that have happened, and we got to bring it together and fine-tune it. We're going to do what's best for our kids. School board members, thank you so much again for your confidence, and it's time to get to work.
School Board President Ray Jaramillo acknowledges the search for a superintendent was done quickly, saying that finding a permanent leader to oversee pandemic-related challenges took priority.
This superintendent search was very speedy. I believe it was 45, 50 days, something like that. I think one of the most important things, for me anyway, was that we had a leader in a position to begin our next school year, probably the most important school year that I can remember in my 46 years being on this earth, following a COVID pandemic. And it was very important to me that we try to do everything we can to get the next person to fill Dr. Trujillo's shoes in a place where they could get acclimated and we can get to a great start of this next school year.
Losing out on the position is finalist Dr. Oscar Rico from El Paso. Jaramillo says he understands that some members of the public were advocating for RICO, but is calling on the community to rally around the new superintendent.
Really what we need to do is bring both sides together. What I ask is to give Mr. Ramos a chance and hold him accountable. We will hold him accountable. Hold us accountable as a board, and I want you to hold us accountable. I welcome that.
For CAREWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.